Read Mark chapter 5.
我们现在要读马可福音第五章。
We'll start with English, and I will read one verse, and you follow.
我们先用英文来读。
When Jesus had again crossed over by boat on the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake.
Then one of the synagogue ruler named Jairus came here. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet
and pleaded earnestly with him, My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live.While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler, your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher anymore? He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James.He went in and said to them, Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha kum, which means little girl, I say to you, get up.He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. 我们接下来要念中文，我念一节，请各位念一节。二十一节，耶稣坐船又渡到那边去，就有许多人到他那里聚集，他正在海边上。再三地求他说，我的小女儿快要死了，求你去按手在她身上，使她痊愈，得以活了。
耶稣就回到他们去，
还说话的时候，有人从管会堂的家里来说，你的女儿死了，何必还劳动先生呢？于是带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰同去，不许别人跟随他。进到里面，就对他们说：“为什么乱嚷哭泣呢？孩子不是死了，是睡着了。”就拉着孩子的手对他说，大力大吉米翻出来，就是说，归你，我吩咐你起来。耶稣切切地嘱咐他们，不要叫人知道这事，又吩咐给他们东西吃。今天我带了一个道具来啊。
So I have a something to cover my eyes.
这个不是 Halloween 的道具啊。
This is not a costume for Halloween.
我太太最近刚来，这个也不是这个原因。
Not because my wife just recently visited me.
She didn't give me a black eye.
太太并没有打我，让我有个黑眼圈。
I got a double vision.
因为我现在就是有重视就对了。
It will take time to heal.
我希望能够很快的会好。
Okay. 今天请你们注意，重心放在圣经，不要放在这里啊。
So pay attention to the Bible, but not to my eyes cover.
刚才我们所读的经文呢，是关于一位 十二岁的女孩子她死了。
We're talking about a 12-year-old girl who were dead.
人对死亡是有反应的。
So we always have strong reaction to death.
人的一生的里面呢，有两次呢，可以真正亲身经验到绝对的事情。
Twice in life, we encounter absolute
things. 第一个绝对的事情就是你的父亲跟你的母亲。
The first absolute thing is about your father and mother.
他们是你在世界上唯一的父亲和母亲。
You only have one absolute father and one absolute mother.
而且你没有任何选择的。
And you have no choice.
他就是你的父亲和母亲。
They are your mother and father.
第二件事情你会经历到绝对的事情，那就是你自己的死亡。
The second absolute thing for you in life is death.
一个相对性的人呢，一生的里面只有这两次呢，你可以经验到绝对的事情。
We can argue everything is relative other than these two absolute things.
所以人对死亡事实上要很认真的看待。
So we should be serious about death.
基督的信仰从来不逃避死亡的事情。
Christianity never shied away from death.
因为如果不知道死，你真的不知道怎么活。
If you don't know about the meaning of death, then you don't know how to live.
孔子他站在人的角度，他说：“焉知生，未知死。”其实他生不知道，他死更不会知道的。
Confucius said, "If you don't know about how to live, then how do you know death?" But in reality, we don't know how to live either.Versus death.
今天我们要来看，我们人借着这个圣经的经文来看，人对死亡，当死亡靠近的时候，或者死亡已经临到的时候呢，人会产生怎么样的反应
？So now from Bible verses, then we can see our reaction when approaching death.
圣经里面讲到说，有一个管会堂的人名叫雅鲁，来到耶稣的面前，就俯伏在他脚前。
There's a person named Yairu in charge of the synagogue.
在那个时候，管会堂的人呢，是在社会上是有身份、有地位的人。
He had high esteem and prestigious in the society.
而且他是一个大的男人。
And he's a man.
我们看一个男人，当他大男人面对死亡的时候呢，他必须整个的俯伏下来，也就是他的俯伏不是只是跪下来，而是整个身体就趴在地上。
And a chauvinist man bowed down when facing death.
当死亡临近的时候呢，我们人必须放弃一切。
When death approaching us, we give up everything.
他放弃他的地位，他放弃他的尊严，他放弃他的面子。
Position, respect, nothing really matters when facing death.
你必须放下放弃的一切。
You give up everything.
然后接下来呢，他对他的，他跪下来又向耶稣说：“我的小女儿快要死了，求你去按手在她的身上，使她痊愈。”
He bowed down, asked Jesus to bring his daughter back to life.
他为什么会来跟耶稣求呢
？Why he asked Jesus?
因为他自己所有能够用出来的方法全部用光了。
Because he has his wit's end, he tried everything.
所以他已经没有办法了。
There's nothing he can try.
他现在甚至来要求耶稣说：“你去呢，你的两只手呢，就按守在我的小女儿的身上。”
He asked Jesus to lay his hand on his daughter.
他已经不是我能够做什么，而是请你把你的两只手放在我的女儿的身上来按守。
Nothing I can do other than asking Lord Jesus to lay his hands on his daughter.
我们。在死亡要临近我们的时候呢，我们会用尽一切的方法。
Approaching death, we will try everything desperate to stay alive.
不管是中医或西医，正方或偏方。
Doesn't matter. We try traditional medicine or herbal medicine or anything. Alternative medicine.
当你面对死亡的时候，你会把你所有能够用的方法全部都会用完。
So you exhaust all your means, try to stay alive.
所以今天我们看西欧这些比较发达的国家，他们的财政都出现很大的问题。
Now there are some financial crisis in all of Europe.
他们财政里面最大的一项支出就是国民的健康保险。
the major expenses of the healthcare.
因为国家一个越发达的国家，越文明的国家，对人的生命会越重视，所以他们就付上一切的代价，希望能够维持生命。
Developed country value life very much, so they try everything to prolong life.
所以我们刚才看到，放弃一切，当死亡临近的时候，人会放弃一切，也会用尽一切。
So we pay all prices to stay alive.
但是耶稣说，跟着他要到他们家去的时候，结果呢，他们家人从家里来，就有的人来到这里跟他报告说，你的小女儿已经死了，何必再劳动先生呢？
So while he was asking Jesus, one of his servants came and said, your daughter died. Why bother asking Jesus anymore?
所以当死亡真正临到了以后呢，我们就停止了一切。
When death arrived, we stopped everything.
我们就停止一切的活动。
So we stopped everything.
在西方的社会里面呢，有三种人呢，如果连续出现的时候，你就知道这三种人出现以后呢，就停止一切的工作了。
So in our society, if three professionals shows up, you know we stop everything.
第一个是医师。
The first one is physician.
他写死亡证书。
So he will write a death certificate.
第二个是律师。
The second is attorney.
他把遗嘱交代清楚。
So he will take care of the will.
第三个是牧师。
The third is the pastor.
他追思礼拜埋了以后，一切事情就停止了。
So he will preside over funeral.
所以我们就会停止一切的事情。
So we stop everything.
但是耶稣对他说，不要怕。
But Jesus said, "Fear not."
那耶稣会说不要怕，因为是他们怎么样呢？因为他们会害怕。
Why he said so? Because he knew we were all afraid.
所以当死亡临近的时候呢，我们人会恐惧，会害怕的。
So we all fear death.
为什么人会恐惧，会害怕呢？
Why there's fear and terror facing death?
因为死了以后是未知的。是没有人曾经去了那里以后，又再回来告诉我去那里到底怎么一回事。
Because no one ever came back from death to tell us what happened, so that's a great unknown.
我们有时候要到一个地方去旅行，要是没有先 Google 一下，没有先了解一下那个地方，你自己去的话，那叫做探险。
So we always research before we travel, otherwise we call it adventure.
你去 Google 看看，能不能找到一个这个旅行须知，死了以后要注意一些什么事项，到那里会发生什么事情，路要怎么走，你可不可以找得到这样的资料呢？
So can you Google the information what happened after death?
因为是全然未知。
That's a great unknown.
现在知识越来越发达，我们对未知的时候产生的恐惧呢，会比无知呢还要更大。
We fear the unknown.
所以死亡临近的时候，我们人必须放弃一切，用尽一切，停止一切，并且呢，还会恐惧害怕。
That's why when death approaches, we give up everything, we pay all prices, we stop everything, and we have fear and terror.
所以这个时候，耶稣就到他们家去。到了他们家去的时候呢，发现他们家里已经很多的人都在里面了。
So when Jesus arrived in the household, there were many people there.
他们在那里哭泣哀嚎。
They show sadness and sorrow.
非常的悲哀，很伤痛。
Yeah, there's great sadness and sorrow in the household.
为什么死亡临近的时候会让人那么样的痛苦呢？
Why we feel terrible about death?
这是一个十二岁的女孩子。
This is a 12 years old girl.
人生才刚刚开始。
The life has just begun.
好像七点钟的太阳。
Just like the sun at 7 o'clock.
今天七点钟比 上个礼拜早一点。
So today 7 o'clock, maybe the sun hasn't come up yet.
你想想看，一个十二岁的女孩，她的父母岂不是心中在那里想说，她不久就要上初中，就要上高中
？So their parents thinking about the schooling soon.
并且高中毕业的时候要有毕业的舞会。
And then there's a prom.
不知道哪一个幸运的男孩会邀请我的女儿去参加舞会。
And the lucky one will invite her to go to the prom.
接下来她可能要上大学。
Then college.
可能要有第一次的约会。
And the first date.
毕业了以后要有工作。
Work after graduation.
抱歉。并且他的婚姻和家庭
Their marriage and career
现在再也没有续集了
But right now, everything is gone
过去的情感立刻被迫中断下来
The past memory stops
留下了突然的空白
What left is just sadness and sorrow
所以常常有些人他所爱的人离开的时候他的心里面非常的伤痛
So when the loved one departed, it hurts so much.
因为再也没有续集了。
Because there's nothing after that.
你所面对就是一段的空白。
So you're facing emptiness.
所以常常有人离开了以后，他都会想起种种这个人的过去的好的事情。
So you remember the good things in the past.
并且会后悔说，我为什么那个时候不对他再好一点呢？
And regretted I should have done more.
因为这个突然情感的中断呢，让人非常的悲哀和伤痛。
Because the death stops everything and brings sadness and sorrow.
并且呢，他们在那里乱嚷乱叫啊，因为他们绝望悲观了。
And they also cried so loud because they're desperate, despondent, and depressed.
因为天人永隔。
Because there's a huge gap between life and death.
唤也唤不回来，叫也叫不醒了。
You can't revive the dead.
所以人在那个时候会失去控制。
So you lose control facing death.
所以绝望和悲观是当时面对死亡的时候会产生出来的。
So the depression and desperation that's when you're facing death.
但是耶稣对他们说
But Jesus said,
他不是死了，他是睡了。
But he just sleep.
结果呢？他们的反应是什么？他们就嗤笑耶稣。
But they thought Jesus was joking.
刚才哭啊，现在笑。
So they're between laughter and tears.
所以死亡是一个很真实的东西啊。
But death is real.
刚才会哭，现在会笑。
But how come they were just crying and right now they laugh at Jesus?
叫人哭笑不得。
So that's between tears and tear.
如果你站在一个比较高的角度来看死亡的时候，你会发现，如果人生就是如此的话，真的是荒谬一场。
If you look at a different perspective, there's really no reason for death.
一个孩子刚生下来，他就在等死。
So when people born, they're approaching to their grave.
义无反顾的，只能朝向死亡。
Just straight ahead toward the grave.
死亡是他最后的目的地。
And then that's the final destiny.
如果我们想出生在这里，死亡在这里，你只有朝这个方向走的时候，那这个人生不是很荒谬的吗？
There's no other way. It's ridiculous.
你在努力，在奋斗，在成功，你最后还是死亡啊。
So everything is in vain.
你何必斤斤计较过你的日子呢？
Why bother?
所以在这里奋斗，在那里努力，在那里得意，在那里失望，其实不是很荒谬的吗
？You fight everything in life, but in the end, you go to your grave.
当人面对死亡的时候，真的是觉得无奈，而且必须要认命。
There's nothing you can do.
我们在这里再停一下来思想，耶稣在这个时候，他只有带着彼得、雅各和约翰三个门徒，叫其他的人都不许跟随。
And he only took three disciples with him.
而且到了他们房子里面，他们房子里面都是人。
And because he went to the household full of people.
他把他们撵出去。
And then he drove them out.
甚至这个女孩子被他救活了以后呢，他还不许人家知道这件事情。
After he revived the girl, he gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat.
所以也就是耶稣现在所要做的这件事情呢，是很保守的一件事情。
So it's a conservative and secret thing.
是有选择性的让一些的人知道，让大多数人不知道的。
Selective to show to several selected people only.
他是生命的主宰，他是生命的源头。
So he's the origin of life, and he's in charge of life.
当耶稣对那个女孩子说话的时候，他只有说：“闺女，我吩咐你起来。”
Jesus said, "Little girl, I said to you, get up."
这件事情是一个大事啊。
It's a major, major event.
你看很多人做大事的时候，如果知道他有把握会完成的话，他也要在那里做 一番很轰动的事情，让人家注意到。
Some people like to make it a scene if they do something spectacular.
但是你注意看看耶稣，他对他只是说很简单的一句话而已。
But look at Jesus. He spoke in a very simple way.
闺女，我吩咐你起来。
He only said, "Little girl, I said to you, get up."
也就是说，他做这件事情能够完成呢，对他来讲是不费力气的。
It's effortless for Jesus to perform such miracle.
起来。
Just get up.
你看，我一喊起来都没有人起来，你看。
So I just said, "Get up," but no one get up.
我要很大声喊才会起来的嘞。
Maybe I need to cry louder.
所以也就是说，耶稣的里面呢是丰满的生命啊。
Jesus is full of life.
所以他的这个丰满的生命，只要这样，我吩咐你起来，就生命就进去了。
He's so rich in life, and his life will from him flow from him to us.
而且这一次是第一次耶稣使死人复活。
This is the first miracle that Jesus revived the dead.
也就是他的门徒从来过去没有看见这件事情。
No disciple has seen that before.
而且他只许可这三个门徒在那里观看这件事情，还有那个小女孩的父亲和母亲。
He only allowed Peter, James, and John and the parents of the little girl to witness the miracle.
闺女，我吩咐你起来。
Little girl, I say to you, get up.
本来是死了，躺着的。
She was dead, lying flat.
现在她，耶稣说，起来，就是这 get up 的意思，就是从床上坐起来的意思。
Get up means she sat from her bed.
但是耶稣只吩咐她起来，结果呢，她站起来，而且呢，开始走路了。
But not only she sat up, she stood up and walked around.
而且耶稣说给她东西吃。
And Jesus also said, gave her something to eat.
起来，站起来，走。吃
So get up, stand up, walk and eat.
这是人在上帝面前很正常的光景。
Because that should be the normal way in front of Jesus or Lord.
所以死亡没有办法捆住这个女孩子了。
So the death cannot bound this little girl.
耶稣把这个启示只给少数的人知道。
But Jesus only showed this to the selected few.
他是生命的源头。
She's the origin. He's the origin of life.
他不需要像这个急诊室里面的医生跟护士忙得焦头烂额，忙得要是什么管子一直插一直插，一直灌一直灌。
It's not like the chaotic scene in the ER resuscitating a desperate patient.
他只有说：“闺女，我吩咐你起来。”
Very simple. She just said, "Little girl, I said to you, get up."
如果急诊室的医生每一个都在那里，每个人进来说：“我吩咐你起来。”
If ER doctor can do such simple thing, get up.
那不是多好吗？
How wonderful!
所以我们看见他在这里向这几个少数的门徒来显示说：“我的里面是丰满的生命。”
He showed the selected field, "I'm full of life."
当丰满的生命涌流出来的时候，死亡没有办法应付的。
Since Jesus is rich in life.Death has no power over him.
死亡必须退去。
Death will depart.
所以我们来看，当死亡面临人的时候，我们第一必须要放弃一切。
So the man's response to death: first, give up everything.
第二个，用尽一切。
Second, pay all prices.
第三个，要停止一切。
Third, stop everything.
第四个是恐惧害怕。
Fourth, fear and terror.
第五个是悲哀伤痛。
The fifth, sadness and sorrow.
第六个是绝望悲观。
The sixth, desperate or depressed.
第末了的是无奈和认命。
The last one, no alternative without source.
这是现在在我们周围人面对死亡的时候，基本上会产生这样的反应。
That's the seven responses for people around us facing death.
但是如果你遇见了这位生命的源头的话，情况就要改观了。
But if you know the Lord of life, life will be changed.
你过去必须把一切都放弃。
You used to give up everything.
但是今天你可以重新安排你自己生活的优先次序了。
Now you have new priority in life.
过去的那个生命死亡的时候，你所被接受的这个生命的源头的时候呢，你会发现你过去所有一切不对的事情，如今在上帝的手里仍然能够成为别人的祝福。
So what you have done wrong in the past can be blessing for others.
昨日种种的非啊，却可以成为今日的事。
And your error can turn into something positive.
一个蒙了恩典的基督徒啊，你会发现你过去所做的一些不对的事情，失败的事情，你转回来经历了这位生命的源头的时候，那些事情却成为许多人的帮助。
Once you receive Jesus Christ, your failure in the past can be a good witness to others, something positive.
你不需要放弃一切。
You don't need to give up everything.
当我们遇见了生命的源头的时候呢，我们可以一生剩下余生啊，我可以来跟随他，我不需要再像过去一样用尽了一切，结果都是枉然的。
When I followed Jesus, the origin of life, we have new direction.
而且这个方向是每一天所做、每一天所活的都变成有价值的，不会像过去用尽了一切却徒然。
Not like in the past, everything seems in vain, but right now, everything has meaning.
我们不需要像过去一切的事情都放下来，停止了一切。我们经历了生命的源头以后呢，它就帮带领我们展开了新的一页。
Other than instead of stop everything, we turn a new page in life.
我们可以开始经历永生。
We can experience eternal life.
这个永生不是等死了以后才要经历，是现在就能够经历的。
It's not until we actually die, we can experience eternal life right now, at this moment.
过去我们面对死亡的时候是害怕跟恐惧。
Instead of fear and terror facing death.
今天我们遇见生命的源头的时候，我们这个恐惧转换成对这位上帝产生的敬畏。
The fear and terror turning to the awe for Jesus Christ.
因为何等可畏，原来生命在你里头。
Because he holds the key of life.
并且我可以开始经历到平安了。
And we will experience true peace.
想想看，复活在他的手里的话，我如果跟随他的话，我就有真实的平安，我不需要为周围所发生的事情而整个被压制下来。
Think about the resurrecting.Law can do to us. We are not bound for anything anymore.
我就有永恒的盼望。
I have a hope for eternity.
当我们遇见主了以后呢，过去是在悲哀伤痛当中呢，我们现在可以开始经历到一种喜乐从里面会涌流出来。
Used to be sadness and sorrow, but right now, Lord will give us rejoicing joys throughout the life.
那个圣灵所给我们的成圣洁净的工作就开始在我里面产生出来，并且能够长出圣灵的果子。
We shall overcome through the Holy Spirit and bear fruit.
在今生你就开始有属灵的果子的话呢，你的喜乐会一天一天的满溢的。
And if you bear fruit, the joy will be exponentially growing.
这个生命成长的喜乐呢，让我们能够胜过悲哀和伤痛。
The growth and joy will overcome the sadness and sorrow for death.
过去对死亡有绝望和悲观的看法的时候呢，我们如今经历到这位生命的源头呢，你就开始产生盼望和光明的积极的人生方向。
Instead of a desperate and despondent, right now we have hope for the future.
因为你至终要进入荣耀的天堂。
Because we will head into glorious heaven.
过去无奈和认命呢，如今遇见这位生命的主宰呢，你知道我现在是正在走在回家的路上。
So no longer everything in vain, without cause, no alternative, we are on our way home.
想想看，我们地上的日子里面。圣经说一生啊，只不过可以夸口的只是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
So think about we toyed in the world, everything will vanish.
终于能够把这个劳苦卸下来了。
Now we can leave the burden
因为我要回家。
Because we're going home.
我们一天工作劳碌，我们当我们要回到我们地上的家，我们心里就感觉到我要开始放松了。
So even after a long day's work, when you're heading home, you feel relieved.
我们如今在地上的人生的旅程要卸下的时候呢，我也知道我要回家的话，我的里面就有真正灵魂的安息。
When we journey on the earth, thinking about eternity, then we will have true peace in our life.
当我遇见了这位生命的主，
When I meet the Lord of life,
这一些就可以临到我们。
So everything he promised will be in us.
可能你现在，可能你现在所遭遇的，可能是有你认为很大的困难、很大的难处的事情临到你的。
You may are facing insurmountable difficulty now.
那你来看这位管会堂的女儿的事情。
Look at this little girl.
我想她所遇到的事情比你的事情不会更小的。
So she was facing death.
所以她的父亲呢，事实上遇到的困难是很大的。
Her death's difficulty is more than what we're facing now.
但是她遇到了生命的主的时候，她说不要怕。只要信。
But he encountered Jesus, the origin of life.
这位说话的是生命的源头。
Jesus said, "No fear."
我们人类的一生的写照里面，圣经用一句话很明白的说明说，我们这些活在世上的人，我们是一生啊，因为怕死啊而为奴仆的。
Because we're afraid of death, then we become slave of death.
但是如果你遇见了这位生命的源头的话，你就不再做死的奴仆。
But if you encountered the origin of life, you're no longer bound by death.
他不再能够控制你。
Death cannot control you anymore.
我的主权已经交给这位生命的主宰。
So my life given to the sovereign God.
所以这一些阴暗的事情呢，我可以得胜。
So I can overcome.
我只要相信、接受这位生命。主宰要给我的生命。
As long as I believe, have faith in him.
那这个地上的难处，如果耶稣能够把地上最大的难处，在这个女孩的身上是死亡，最大的难处，就一句话，他就能够胜过的话，那你也可以把你的难处就交在这位生命主的手里。
So with one simple sentence, Jesus took care of the most difficult thing in life, death. Then what kind of difficulty he cannot handle for you?
你就有真正的平安。
So you will have real life.
因为他是那个复活的权柄在他手里。
So he has the resurrection power.
我们最大的一件事情如果已经解决的话，其他的事情就可以按部就班，很有次序的能够完成的。
So if we can take care of the death, the most difficult thing in life, then everything else will fall into place.
这是我们的确据。
This is our power. This is our hope.
好，现在盼望你把你现在认为你所遇到最大的难处，你放在祷告中交给这位主。你说生命的主宰，我这么大的难处我交给你。你如果生命都能够在你手里解决这个死亡的问题的话，我相信这个难处交给你，你也一样带领我。
Now let's pray to him, the origin of life.Take care of the most difficult thing for me in life. I know you can overcome.
我们一起祷告。我用一两分钟安静的时间，让你直接向他祷告。你说：“我把这个难处、这个困难，我交在你手里。”
So let's have 1 or 2 minutes silence prayer. Pray to him that we're giving him the most difficult things in life, and he will take care of us.